Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, I want to take you to a story that, well, all over the place today. We've just been talking about this yesterday, the claim that there's 91% of the Great Barrier Reef impacted by the bleaching. Now, we had discussions yesterday with local operators who are out on the reef every day saying it's in pristine condition, best it's been in for 5 years. Now, of course, when you get, 91% of the Great Barrier Reef's been bleached, we're talking about 2,000 kilometres long or whatever. And, of course, people think, oh, well, that's virtually the whole lot. I get up this morning before 5 o'clock. There's some American news on beaming in from America before 5 o'clock. And what are they saying? Oh, the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, 91% of it virtually gone. I mean, this sort of publicity at a time when we've got a tourism industry on its knees. And you hear them, the voice across America saying, why would you go to Australia, the Barrier Reef? It's 91% bleached. So, you know, you think, well, if it's a reliable report, well, so be it. If they must get this word out there because it's going to change the future of the reef by telling the world that it's buggered. But apparently not. Listen to this. It says the head of a Far North Reef research body has questioned a report declaring a fourth mass bleaching event on the Barrier Reef, labelling it, quote, confusing and misleading. This is Reef Rainforest Research Centre Managing Director Sheridan Morris saying the latest reef health report from the Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority had, quote, confusing language after it announced a fourth mass bleaching event in 7 years. I won't go on with all the details of it, but her organisation conducts intensive underwater research of the reef, including Crown of Thorns starfish control, and claims its data showed bleaching was, quote, very mild, and the mass bleaching was from spatial extent only. I'm not quite sure the significance of that term, spatial extent, but I'm sure we're about to find out. I've got independent scientist and marine geophysicist, Professor Peter Reed on the line. G'day, Peter.
G'day.
Well, this came out, 91% of the reef, fundamentally, as people would read it, buggered by bleaching yesterday. Of course, I've had people who saying, where we are, it's the best in 5 years. What are your comments on this matter?
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, last year, the Ames report, where they looked at 150 reefs, they found that essentially we've got record high coral cover. Mm. And they shouldn't, yes, 91% of the reefs would have experienced some degree of bleaching, you know, but only a small amount of bleaching on one corner of the reef, well, that reef then counts. And so the world gets the impression that bleaching kills coral. 91% of the reefs have bleached, therefore 91% of the coral has died. Mm. But it's not until you get in the water a month later and see, well, did that coral die or was it just very mild? Mm. And all the data that's coming in at the moment is saying that the actual death of coral has been absolutely negligible, mm. at least on certainly on the reefs around Cairns and around Townsville where I've been out. So totally the wrong impression has got out. It was totally predictable and the Brumpa should have known better. And I don't know how we get the word out to the world that the reef is actually doing really well at the moment.
Why is it Gabrumpa gets the wording invariably, in the view of many people up here, so wrong or at least confusing so often? How does that happen?
Look, I just think they're not careful enough. I mean, to be fair to them, they certainly said bleached coral is not dead. And, you know, we'll have to wait until we find out whether there's more from the underwater surveys. But the 91% was always going to get out there. And what they should have done is not release the report until they had got the data from the divers. And then they could say, yep, yeah, 91% of the reef had some bleaching, but basically it's really looking good. And that would have actually been evidence that this bleaching was not a big deal at all. But they didn't wait. They went off. By the way, they went off just before the election as well. Mm. They didn't wait for another month where they could have actually told the world the truth, the whole truth, rather than just half of the truth, which is what they've done here.
What's the election timing got to do with it?
Well, I don't know, but I would think it will have an effect, don't you? I mean, with climate change being a very major issue nowadays, and suddenly we have a report a week before saying that the reef is buggered yet again.
Hmm, that's an angle I hadn't even considered. Well, well, well. While I've got you there, Peter, can we have a quick update on what's going on? Sorry to say quick, but we've got news coming up soon. But the impression yesterday was 91%. It was like north to south, 2,000 plus kilometres of it. What is the state of the Great Barrier Reef at the moment, from top to bottom, if you like, and west to east?
All the data that's coming in from Ames, it seems to indicate that it's actually at its very best since records began properly in 1985, full stop. Mm. So look, we shouldn't be scaring the children that it's the end. It certainly is not.
Mm. All right, I'm going to leave it on that note. Always good to talk to you, Peter, and thank you. Professor Peter Ridd, he's the independent scientist and marine geophysicist. It's 5 to 11. Hi, Dangle.